Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
As we have been dealing with the thought that Paul has accelerated us, graduated us from viewing God as a distant creator to viewing God as an ever-present Father, the reason why the fatherliness of God is so crucial to New Covenant understanding is because it is in the relation to Father that we understand our inheritance as sons. And since the New Testament is considered an inheritance to all who believe on Jesus, seeds of Abraham, then inheritance needs an inheritor needs a will and testament. A will of testament needs someone to write it. The writer of it or the object of it needs to die. And so all of those things come together, coalesce to bring us a version of Christianity that is very familial. It uses the idea of family, where God is a father to all of his children. He writes them a will and testament. He dies so that they can inherit it, and then so that we're not left alone, he actually resurrects inside of us. He lives on in us, much like our children live on in us, and we live on in our children. It's one of the great things about humanity is that God has given us the power of memory. It could be considered divine, because in memory, you hold people inside and keep them alive, though they have died. In Christianity, Christ moves the divine nature inside of us, and God lives on, so to speak, through every continent and every tongue and both genders and every race. He moves on, lives on through humanity because of the family. The last half of that 17th verse of Ephesians 1 says, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The 18th verse is going to culminate the thought by talking about an inheritance. We'll get to that in the next few days. But the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him is so crucial. In my travels and in my lifetime of ministry, really a lifetime of the church, and about half of my life, literally over half, has been spent in ministry, I have found that one thing sorely lacking, and I'm not saying I have it and I've noticed others don't, that's not, please don't misunderstand, one thing sorely lacking in all of us is an advanced revelation of who Jesus is. We seem to come to a point and then we get satisfied with the Jesus we know. And then we just go about our business, and it's almost like we divorce our business from our Jesus. It's okay to be quote unquote religious, but don't let it roll over into your life, because that would get in the way of practical living. And that is, unfortunately, that's the attitude a lot of Christians have. And it's a tragic attitude because it keeps us separated from the life of God on a day-to-day basis, though we don't have to be. The key to walking in the life of God is the wisdom and revelation of who Jesus is. Paul would make it clear over and over that what the believer needs is a fresh view of Jesus. Whether it is the author of Hebrews saying, look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, or whether it is the Revelator John looking at Jesus on the Lord's day, or whether it is Paul in 2 Corinthians 3 telling us that we are transformed into his image as we behold his face, we become more like him. In every instance, the key to transformation is a fresh revelation of Jesus. And Paul's prayer for the church at Ephesus, though they were faithful and they were loving, was that they would increase in wisdom and revelation. My prayer for you today is an increase in the wisdom and revelation of the man, Christ Jesus. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.